and it grows in the garden. It has a little red root, and you use it as relish. What do you call those?
Radishes?
There's also a vegetable that's round and red, and it grows on leafy plants that are staked up in the garden. What would you call these?
Tomatoes.
There's a smaller size of this vegetable, very tiny. What do you call those?
Salad tomatoes.
Do you call it anything else? You buy them in the grocery store in the tiny little green boxes, and they're very small. And you use them in salad, but do you ever call them anything else?
You must be referring to the cherry tomatoes.
Why do you think they're called this?
Because they're so tiny, just about as big as a cherry.
Along with meat that you eat, you might have a baked
potato.
What kinds of potatoes are there?
There's the Irish potato and the sweet potato.
When you use just the word potato, what do you mean?
Irish potato most of the time.
Then there's the kind of potatoes with yellow meat. What are they?
They're the sweet potatoes, or some people call them yams.
Which one do you call them?
I call them sweet potatoes.
What do you think's the difference in a yam and a sweet potato?
Well, I always thought the yam was a yellow, a dark orange colored potato, where just a regular sweet potato, there are several different varieties of sweet potatoes. Some are real light colored.
If there's something else that's a vegetable with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes, what do you call that?
That's onions, no doubt.
And if there's some little young fresh ones of this kind of vegetable, what do you call them?
Well, I call them shallots. That's one they call a shallot.
Have you ever called them spring onions?
Yes, well, that's the same thing, as I think, as a shallot. They are a multiplying onion. A lot of people call them the little multiplying onion. They use those in tossed salads and early in the spring.
What are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup?
Oh, potatoes and carrots and onions and okra and tomatoes, and then beef stock.
Do you make your own vegetable soup?
Oh yes, I always make it. I'm very fond of vegetable soup, especially in the winter time when it's cold.
Have you ever made a soup that they might call gumbo?
Well, that's usually just tomatoes and okra. They call that gumbo.
If you leave an apple or a plum around and it'll dry up, you might say it has...
It's swiveled or dried up.
The skin of the dried apple was all...
Swiveled or shriveled.
The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads. If you had some very large ones, you might say, those are very big.
Cabbage?
So you'd say those...
Cabbage are very big.
And when you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Shell the beans.
All right. And some very large yellowish flat beans, the seeds, not the pods. What do you call those?
Butter beans? They call butter beans.
All right, and the kind of beans you eat, pod and all, what do you call those?
Peas,